Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. It's comforter season again, isn't it? The time when so many of us bring out the blankets and the down. The world seems to divide into two groups, both of whom want to be snugly warm, but they go about it in different ways. I have friends who like to feel the weight of their nighttime bed covers. They like the secure feeling of gentle pressure as they doze off. I guess it's like a good night hug to them. Then there's the other camp, the camp I'm in, which likes no weight at all, just the warmth. Down comforters were invented for us. I love flipping my pillow to the cool side and pulling that puffy wonder up to my chin. I'm gone in a couple of minutes. But there is a downside, pun intended. When I wake up a couple of hours later, it's because the comforter has slipped down and away from me. If I yank impatiently, I'll wake Mary. If I baby it back into position, I've wasted 10 minutes and woken myself up in the process. I can't win. What to do? It hit me this morning that ear loops might be a good idea. You know, like the loops on your COVID masks. Sew the loops onto the edge of the comforter. Place one loop over each ear, and voila, the comforter is held firmly in place. Better still, how about two sets of sewn-on ear loops? One for you and one for your partner. Double security, trusty backup, or as NASA likes to say, redundant systems. Of course, if all four ears are attached to the covers, turning over in opposite directions would be uncomfortable, if not impossible. If I roll to the right, she would also have to roll to the right, or one of us could lose an ear. Synchronized turning, that's it. Turn over in the same direction at the same time. It would be just like synchronized swimming in the Olympic Games, a thing of beauty, poetry in motion, sleeping symmetrically. I wonder if synchronized sleeping would be beneficial to a relationship. Surely the hours of practice, the shared focus, and the uninterrupted time in dreamland would benefit any relationship. That's teamwork. Okay, one of the thorniest challenges with any team sport is what happens when your teammate messes up. The kicked ground ball, the fumble snap, the missed open goal. It's difficult from both points of view, isn't it? You feel terrible if you're the one who lost the game for us. From the other side, it's hard not to blame the player who did the messing up. As you know, the blame game is a killer of team morale. Finger-pointing is the opposite of a team hug. And besides, finger-pointing in the dark, having just been jolted out of sleep, could cost someone an eye. How would you feel then? Okay. Breakaway ear loops, maybe tiny patches of Velcro, or a connection like little kids' pop beads have. Now, actually, that pop bead sound would be kind of cheery, wouldn't it? When one of you turns the wrong way, that might even cause a giggle. And giggling in bed is almost as much fun as giggling in church. And come to think of it, what does turning the wrong way even mean? What's the right way to turn, and who says so? Does this imply scripted sleeping? Choreography? Is it to be a pas de deux under down? If so, who's calling the dance? You or your partner? On the other hand, one could see this as the perfect opportunity to practice a habit that is essential to any healthy relationship. Taking turns. She calls the shots Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights. I call them Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Sundays? Well, Sundays I sleep on the couch. I can see that for some folks, rehearsals might be a good idea. Practice sessions before the actual show. Jump in the sack at some point earlier in the day, hook up those ear loops, and one, two, turn now, to the left, and then to the right. In no time at all, the two of you will own the routine. It will become second nature. You will have accomplished two noble goals in one process. First, your relationship will reach a new level of cooperative decision-making, resulting in beautifully syncopated sleep, and that slip-sliding eider-down comforter will stay right where it should be, squarely covering the both of you.